Shalom aleichem. Rabbi, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Dalet. We are holding here on Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, about 8 or 9 lines up. V'sover Rabbi Yehuda. Now, just to give a little bit of a background, we had left off in the middle of a discussion like this. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek we had started yesterday says that you're not allowed to squeeze out fruit to get liquid, to get the juice out of them. Right, as we explained, that was a tolda of dush. Which is also midaraisa, right? And if you did do that, if they came out on their own, so then the Tanakhama says that they are aser. The Rabbanim say they are aser. That's a din of mashkin shezavu. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If the fruit are is set aside for eating, la'ochlin, so then hayotzei mehen mutter. Anything that comes out is mutter. But if they're set aside for squeezing, so then whatever comes out from them is usher, we're concerned that you may go and actually squeeze them. Now, the Gemara had said it depends on, that machlokas actually depends on what kind of fruit. And we had just said that by olives and by wine, actually everybody agrees that it's usher to use the mashkin shezavu, the juice that seeped out of them. And by sharperos, other fruit that is not for squeezing, the Chachamim actually agreed through Rabbi Yehuda that you are allowed to use the juice that comes out of them. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is by something that the Braisa over here calls tutim verimonim, with strawberries or berries, and pomegranates. So if they're, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if they're set aside for eating, so then anything comes out of them is mutter. If they're set aside for squeezing, and now the Mishnah, the Braisa has a language of ulistam, if they're set aside for squeezing, or they're just set aside stam, they're just set aside without any, you know, demarcation, so then anything that comes out of them is aser, and then the Chachamim will hold that even if they're set aside for eating, anything that comes out of them is aser. So the Gemara now says, V'sav Rabbi Yehuda stam aser, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that if you set aside these tutim and rimonim, that stam, without any explanation, without any designation, that they're going to be aser? That's not, one second, we learned in the Mishnah. Now this is a Mishnah in Machshirin. We'll get to the question all the way at the end on Amud Aleph, but first we have to give it a little background. We've mentioned, maybe in passing, you know, certainly this Tafiyomi cycle, I forget it was in Shabbos or Brachos, I think earlier in Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, that there is a concept of Hechsher Tumah, that basically there are 7 liquids which will enable, let's say, fruit or produce or whatever to become Mekabel Tumah. There are 7 of them. Yad Shachar Dam. Yayin, Dam, Shemen, Cholav, Tal, what's Dam? I did Dam already, right? Dalad and Mem is, Dvash and Mem is, I forget. Okay. Anyway. Mine. Sorry, water. So anyways, there are 7 liquids that will make something mekabel tumah, if it falls on it. Now, the only way that happens is if the liquid was created l'ratzon, which means that the person wanted the liquid to be created, and also if the liquid touched the item l'ratzon, if it's, you know, something that is positive, meaning the owner wanted the fruit to get wet, for example, so then that will create a situation of hechsher tumah, that will create tumah, the fruit is not susceptible to tumah. But if it did not come out on its own, and the owner was not happy that it came out, so then it's not going to be machshir, an item to become tumah, and it's not because it's not considered a mashke, it's not considered something that you wanted to come out, it's not even considered a mashke, a liquid. Now chalav, we said chalav of an animal is one of those liquids. What about chalav ha'isha? What about breast milk? So the Mishnah says chalav ha'isha matami l'ratzon v'shalo l'ratzon. Fascinating that not only does chalav isha matame if it came out and on purpose and the person wanted it, but even if it seeped out by itself, it still will be machshir something to become tamei. The chalav behema inu matame el l'ratzon. Chalav behema only is matame if you wanted it to come out. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says no. What are you talking about? It's kav v'chomer. It's a kav v'chomer. Ma chalav ha'isha she'inu miyuchad el l'ktanim. My breast milk is only usable to feed babies. So matame l'ratzon v'shalav l'ratzon. And you see that it is matame regardless of whether you wanted it to come out or not. Chalav ha'behema she'miyuchad bein l'ktanim bein v'dolim. But animal milk, which adults drink as well, right? Drink a bowl of milk, bowl of cereal, and milk, right? Anybody can drink it. So certainly, it's more encompassing. It's even more of a mashke. So it's drinking. It's used by many other people, right? Many more people. So it must be that it is also metame, whether it's the ratzon or not. So the chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, in tomei chalav aisha shelo l'ratzon. No, I'll tell you the reason. Why is breast milk metame? But even if you didn't want it to come out, shadam magafaso tame, and yitzma. Meaning that because if a woman or a person really, but if there's any wound that has blood, right, blood, right, will cause something to be mekabel tuma, right? It will cause a hechsher tuma. So blood obviously is something that comes out that you don't want, right? Nobody wants blood to come out. So it must be that it came out shalom l'ratzon. So breast milk shouldn't be any different, right? Because a woman already, or a man also, but people have these liquids in them that we don't want them to come out, and yet you see that they are machshir to make something mekabel tuma. So do breast milk. But the milk of an animal shalom l'ratzon, or shadam makifasa tahor. And what happens if an animal bleeds? Right, the dam that we listed in Yad Shach Adam of the seven liquids that makes something a machshir tuma, that's not talking about animal blood. It's only talking about personal blood. Human blood, person blood. So if an animal's blood is not machshir to the gavul tuma, so you know this extra reason why the milk should be machshir shalol ratzon doesn't exist by animals, and that's why it's not, and that's why it only is machshir something to be in gavul tuma if it comes out the ratzon. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva said back to him, no, machmir ani b'chalav mibadam. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you missed the point. I'm more machmir by milk than by blood. Shacholiv l'refu atame. Because if a person drinks milk, or I guess extracts milk, for any sort of refuah, so he becomes tamei. The milk is makabal, is machshir to be makabal tumah. But a makis l'refuah tameah. But if you take out blood for refuah, so that's not going to cause something to become tame. So that you see that cholav is more machmir than dam, and therefore that's why even though an animal, you know, you don't want the blood to come out, right? It will be machshir. It will make something that is cholav behema will also make something tame if it comes out. Shalol l'ratzon. So Rabbi Lo, so Chacham said back to Rabbi Akiva, and this is the point that we need to really get to for our for Rabbi Yehuda. Sale zeisin v'anav yochichu. What are you talking about? The rule of baskets of olives and grapes will prove that that's not true. That shemashkin ayotzim mehem, because if you have liquid that comes out of these olives and grapes that come out of the baskets, l'ratzon tamein, shalol l'ratzon tahorin. It's only going to be machshir kavul tuma if it comes out and the owner is happy with it, right? But you see that whether something is considered machshir or kavul tuma entirely depends on whether the owner wanted it to come out. So too that, you know, milk from an animal, right? If he didn't want it to come out, so then it will not be machshir or kavul tuma. But lemaisa, the bottom line, the point for us here, the discussion actually continues between Rabbi Akiva, but for our point here, what did we just say? We said l'ratzon tamein, right? Olives and grape juice that comes out. L'ratzon is tamei, shalol l'ratzon is not tamei, right? My love, l'ratzon denichalei, right? When it says l'ratzon, does that not mean the owner wants it, and shalol l'ratzon is stama? And if he didn't want it, it means without any clear designation in terms of what the owner wants. Right, and so mistama, and if you tell me that that's what lo l'ratzon means, so then it tells me that, and it's not machshir kavul tuma. How could you tell me? Then just a little further. Umazis and v'anavin d'bnei schita ninu, and if you tell me that olives and grapes, right, which are certainly always designated for to be squeezed, right, shalol l'ratzon v'lo klum, and if it comes out lo l'ratzon, without any designation, right? So then it's not considered a liquid, Right, so tutum rimonim, the lav b'nei schita, the nirlo kosher kain. So certainly, by fruit that by tutum and rimonim, by these berries and the pomegranates, which are not usually b'nei schita, if it comes out against the owner's will, right, or without any designation, so certainly it should not be caught mimachshir kamotoma. But we had just said in Karei Yehuda that if you store tutum rimonim stam, right, the mashkin shizavu is aser, right, because that's considered a liquid, right. We'll explain what the difference is between juice that comes out of something that's stored for squeezing and stored for eating in a minute. But if the liquid comes out, right, and it was set up stam, right, if it's not going to be considered liquid and juice from zaysim and anavim, so certainly it should definitely not be considered juice and liquid for tutim and rimonim, and it shouldn't be usher. So the Gemara says, no, we misunderstood the definition of lo l'ratzon. Right? So when we said lo l'ratzon b'stama, when the Mishnah said shalo l'ratzon, sorry, no, I have to read that a little bit different. Lo, comma, l'ratzon b'stama. It means that we misunderstood lo, comma, l'ratzon, the case in the Braisa, that when it's l'ratzon, when the owner wants it, that's stam, where he didn't make any designation whatsoever, and therefore you see that it's usher, and that's what the Braisa says. Shlo l'ratzon, but what's the case of lo l'ratzon? Is when it's not considered a drink. So then, da'amar lo nichali, when he said straight up, right, that I'm not happy that the liquid will come out. So therefore, when the Mishnah says that, you know, when the Mishnah here in Machshirin says that when the owner said is stam, that is, we do assume that it is actually a liquid, and therefore it's going to be usher to use it on Shabbos, because you may come to squeeze more out. So that's one way to understand the stira, supposed stira between the Braisa and the Mishnah, and the Braisa and the Mishnah, right, the Braisa that we quoted yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf. But another answer I give you that the Gemara says, totally not related to what we just said before. Shiny Sally Zaysen Van Oven. Baskets of grapes and olives are different. Totally different. Over here, wait, what did we just say? The proof that the Chachamim brought was from baskets of grapes and olives. But over here, meaning, right, what happens when you have a basket, right? A wicker basket, right? Back in the day, they didn't have these fancy baskets. A wicker basket, it has holes in it. So if you put grapes and olives in there, obviously you're going to lose some juice. Right? They're set up to lose the juice in those baskets. So by putting the grapes and the olives in that basket, the owners are mafkir anything that seeps out. Right, so mistama, when we assume, right, if they're in those baskets, so mistama, the owners are not happy and they don't want it. It's lo nichale. But when the Braisa talks about the tutum and rimonim, Rabbi Yehuda said it's going to be usher if they were for squeezing. So that's in the case where you didn't put them in baskets. You put them in something where you could retain the juice that came out, and therefore it's going to be usher because you may come to squeeze more of them. Okay. And again, just to explain, what is the difference, just in theory, this is actually a Rashi on Amud Beis towards the bottom, what is the difference between fruit that is set aside for squeezing and fruit that is set aside for eating? Right? In theory, right? The Maisa, you have, a peach, so I just ate a peach for a dessert. Yeah? If it's set aside for, let's say, theoretically, if it's set aside, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's set aside, well, you could take pomegranates, but let's say a peach. If it's set aside for eating, then and juice squeeze comes out of it, so then it's mutter for you to eat. If it's set aside for squeezing, the juice comes out, it's usher for you to eat. What's the difference? Is it xera? Or is it xera? Can you make come to squeeze more of it? So Rashi on the base here says that we view the liquid that comes out of fruit that is not designated for squeezing, we don't view it as liquid. We view it as food. We view it as if you have a peach, and that is for eating. So if liquid comes out, that's just like you sliced off a piece of the peach, and you're holding the flesh of the fruit. Right? The liquid that comes out of the fruit, this is Rashi on the base, Dibur Maschil L'toch HaKedera. It's like five lines up on the wide lines. That we view it as actual literal food, not drink. Right, that's the svara. When you say that it's not considered liquid, what do you mean? It's juice from the peach. No. it's halakhically not considered juice because you set it aside for eating. If it's for squeezing, so then okay, fine. The juice, the, you know, you expected the juice to come out, and that's, maybe you could say a shamayavo, you may come to squeeze more. But if you're not even dealing with juice, with liquid, if it's halakhically considered food, so that's why it would be mutter in Isvara to use that juice that came out. Okay. Ashkan Rabbi Yehuda, the Modi, the Rabbanan, Bezesivan Avon. Now, we said yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Rabbanan by olives and grapes, that it's going to be usher to use any juice that comes out of them, and the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that by sharp peros that is not used, that are not set up for squeezing, that you can use any of that juice, again, because it's not considered juice, it's considered food. So the Gemara says, Ashkechon, we found this brisa, we quoted this brisa. How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim? So we said that yesterday. That's a brisa we had on Amud Beis, that the Chacham, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim. But Rabbanan demotilu the Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peros minolim. But how do you know the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peros that you are in fact allowed to use this liquid? So the Tanya will live in a brisa. Sochtin b'pegayin ufrishin uvazrodin. Those are different types of fruits. The art scroll translates them as plums, quinces, and sorb apples. I have no idea what that is. Rashi uses French. So both the English and the French that is available to me does not help, really. Right? I guess I know what a plum is, but I'm not sure. I've seen quince in the Brachos book. I don't think I've ever had a quince. And sorb apples, I don't know. But okay, either way, if you take these juices, right? If you squeeze these fruit to get their juices, So then it is fine, meaning sochtin, meaning you are allowed to squeeze these fruit to get juice on Shabbos, right? There's no iser of schita. And again, the idea is that you're not separating juice from fruit. It's as if you cut off a piece of the fruit, a piece of the peach, or the apple, the plum, whatever it is. Right? The liquid is considered food, and you're not doing schita. You're not separating. There's no mafarik. You're not taking liquid out from a solid. Avalogari monim. But that's not true of pomegranates. And the mice, because pomegranate juice is very popular, right? Because it's normal to squeeze them, and therefore the juice that comes out is considered juice. Shabbat Menashe bar Menachem hayusochtin berimonim. And we see that the house of Menashe bar Menachem would squeeze pomegranates, right? They were the palm makers of back in the day. Right? Pomegranate juice is very popular. We might do bar me. So the Gemara says that how do you know this is the Rabbanim Shita? Right, again, we said how do you know the Rabbanim agree with Rabbi Yehuda? So you have this brisa that says that by fruits that are not usually squeezed, you can use the juice. So the Gemara asks a simple question. that's a non, there's no author of that brisa. How do you know that's the Rabbanim Shita? Right, Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Right, maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right, maybe that's his brisa. Maybe Dehavi Nami Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, well, it could be Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but Imre Deshmaista the Rabbi Yehuda Yotzei Atzma, because maybe they agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, this brisa says you can squeeze them straight up, right? But so it could be Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but it could still prove that the Rabbanim agree with them, because they only agree with them if the liquid came out by them on their own. Sochtin lechachila mishmiaslei, but we never said that the Chachamim say that you can actually squeeze them. Right? So Ella my Neymar, so what can you say? Kim the Labineskita menu, a fil lechachila. Rather, what do you have to say? That since these are not usually fruits that are squeezed, you can do it lechachila. And therefore a fil teme rabbana. Right? And you could say that even that halacha can be like the rabbana, and came the labineskita menu, right? Right, so you see that again the brisa is not saying anything about the fruit that came out. It must be that fruits that are not normally squeezed are allowed to be squeezed, and therefore the liquid came out. So of course, everybody would agree that you're allowed to use it. And that's in fact what the Gemara says. Okay. Right. Now we had said, So we had said before that Shalbet Menashe Bar Menachem HaYusof Nebarimonim, that these Menashe Bar Menachem would squeeze pomegranates, and therefore, pomegranate juice, any liquid that comes out of pomegranate juice is going to be an issue. Right, you can't squeeze them lechachila, the brisa says. As Amar of Nachman, we had said pomegranates are an example of where you have yes and no, but we had said over here that Rav Menashe bar Menachem would squeeze them, and therefore the juice that comes out is usher. Amar of Nachman, halacha, kishel beis Menashe bar Menachem. And after halacha, Rav of Nachman, Menashe bar Menachem, Tanahi. What is that guy, Tana? Right, he's the juice guy. why would you say the halacha is like him? I know, halacha could be like, I don't know, Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim, etc. But this guy is the juicer. So the chitema halacha ki taitana the sovereign law ki yeshal menashe ben menachem. Right, if you tell me it's like the Tana who holds like him, so Meshuv Yisavik and Menashe and Menachem Halacha Kamosa. What, just because he holds like this guy, that's the Halacha. Menashe and Menachem have Rubu Dalma. What, that's most people squeeze pomegranates for their juice. As Gemara says, in. You're right. Meaning, why are you basing it on one guy? Right, you should say, Butler Dai Dole Etzel Kol Adam. So Gemara says, no, in, you can really base it on one guy. The Tana, like within the Mishnah, Mishnah Kilayim. Hamakayim kotzim bakerim, right? If you keep thorns, if you grow thorns in a vineyard, right? We know that growing. I mentioned recently that kilei kerim is an issue. There's an issur of kilayim if you grow vegetables or similar produce in a vineyard. So what about thorns? Thorns are not edible. They are edible for some animals, but they're not food. So Rabbi Elazar says that Omer the Kidesh, that you've been Mekadesh the field, and that means that you have Kilayim there, and then it's Usr, you're not allowed to use anything in the field. Chachamim Omer ain't a Mekadesh, I'll never Shekamal Mekayim. The Chachamim say it's not food. What are you talking about? That people don't keep grow thorns, so that's not going to make it Usr. Rabbi Chanina, my time is Rabbi Elazar. Why do we say that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, whoever it is, why do we say that thorns are considered food here to make a kilayim? She came by Arabia in Saudi Arabia, whatever the Arabian states. So Mekayim and Kozei Sotnes the Gemalayim. People actually do keep fields of thorns for their camels. So you do see that there are individuals who do this, and therefore it's going to be considered. We take their opinion into account. So therefore, you know, we can hold like Menashe Bar Menachem, or the Tana that holds like Menashe Bar Menachem. Gemara says me the area. Wait, that's not a proof. Hold on. Arabia is a big place. Right? There are a lot of people who do this. And Menashe Bar Menachem is one guy. So why would you say Allah is like him? So Gemara says, Enachem. So it changes its tune. It says, Elohim Tama Derev Chista. Hainu Tama, comma, Derev Chista. This is why the logic, why we say that Allah is like Menashe Bar Menachem, like the individual. It's like Rav Chista Shita. Damar Rav Chista, Tradin Shesachtan and Menaslan L'mikvah. If you take beets and you squeeze them, right, that's going to make some really pink liquid. And now you dump that into a mikvah. Right, we know that you have to have Mayim Chayim for a mikvah. And if you dip, drop some pink liquid, right, you can imagine taking food coloring and dropping it in. So Posla is a mikvah Vishinri Mara. That will pass on the mikvah because it changes the appearance of the mikvah, right? It has to look, one of the requirements is it has to look like water, right? But if it's not water, right, you're dipping in, I don't know, you're not dipping in a mikvah, it's not my own chayim, so you change the appearance, that's going to mess up the mikvah. The Gemara says, I love Neskudem Menu, but no, who squeezes beets? Right? People don't do that, but you see that it's considered liquid, right? Considered liquid to pass on a mikvah. So, therefore, I used to call a mimar, I came in Dash Shavin, and have a little mikvah. Since this guy must be that since this guy was machshiv the beets, he made it choshev and made their liquid into something that's choshev, so therefore it's halachically considered to be a mashke. So economics are too over here when you're machshiv the pomegranates, right, when you squeeze it and make it into a drink, so that's gonna create a situation where squeezing pomegranates is gonna be awesome. Fine. He says, no. The reason over there is not because you're machshiv the juice from the beets, and therefore anything you're machshiv, is considered an actual liquid. No, it's because davar she'ein osin mino mikvah lechachila. The whole davar she'ein osin mino mikvah lechachila pulses a mikvah b'shini mare. It's because beet liquid, or beet juice, I guess, not beetle juice, that's an old reference for those who are older than 40, I guess. But beet juice, is something that you don't make a mikveh out of. It's just like you made a mikveh out of, I don't know, tar or rubber or clay. It's not a mikveh. Right? The halacha is if you make a mikveh out of something, it's not a mikveh. It's not shaykh for a mikveh, so it's not shaykh. So it's not because you made it into liquid and therefore the liquid is possible in the mikvah. It's because you made it out of something that's not shaykh to make a mikvah. So the stammer of Papa disagrees with this whole interpretation of why, you know, we hold like a Menasseh ben Menachem, and Mestama, he would just, I guess, assume that Menasseh ben Menachem is an example of many people. Right? We're not going to say this whole Machshiv Achshave, that since one guy is Machshiv, it must be that anybody who's Machshiv, the juice, that is considered an actual beverage, it must be that that he holds that that Menasseh is just an example of the masses, and sure enough, right, nowadays we see, certainly it's true that people drink pomegranate juice. Okay. Either way, he doesn't like this whole shustel with the Mishnah about beets and stuff like that. Okay. Now we talked about it. Now the Gemara says like this. Tanan Hasam. Now that we started talking about what will pass on mikvah, so the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes, Nafal tofa yayin ochomets or moshe or mocho, if either wine or vinegar or mocho, mocho is the liquid that comes out of olives after it's already been squeezed. So if any of that stuff falls into the mikvah, Mishini Mara, then changes the what the mikvah looks like. So then possible the mikvah is no good. So the Gemara says, my time of the mocha mashka. And who is the tana that holds that mocha, this liquid that comes out of olives so after it's been squeezed, is considered a mashka that will possible a mikvah. So Marabaye, Rabbi Yaakov, it's Rabbi Yaakov, the tanya, Rabbi Yaakov, Omer, mocha hare huka mashka. The mocha is a mashka. Uma tam amu mashka yotze betchila tower. And why do you say that mashka that comes at the beginning of the pressing process, not the end, but the beginning, is tahor? Because the guy who's squeezing the olives doesn't want it. Right? He wants the oil, not the mocha. So therefore, if he doesn't want it, if it's well beratzon, so then it's not considered to be a liquid. Rabbi Shimon omer mocha in a kamashka. Rabbi Shimon says, no, mocha is not actually a liquid. Right? It won't be machshir anything to be become a tumma. Matam amru mocha yotze may equal base abad tame. So therefore, why do we say that if there's mocha that comes out of the press, the equal is the net of the press, why do we say that mocha that comes out of that is tame? If it's yesha below tzitzu Hashem, because it's impossible that there'd be no mocha coming out of an olive, right, without any oil, meaning, as you can probably imagine, right? The liquid that comes out of an olive, right, that's not the oil, is going to have some oil in it. Right? When you crush an olive, right, you're going to have some oil there. So therefore, it'll be some sort of... it definitely will be machshir to be mekabel tuma. So Gemara says, my binayu, what's the nafkamina? Right? Between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon, right? They both say that this mocha that comes out of the beginning is not mekabel tuma, right? And stuff that comes out from the net of the press is machshir to come mekabel tuma. So you binayu, the asir basar, it's itself. So the difference between the two of them is that when it comes out, because of the itzitza, is the olives, when the olives knock against each other and press against each other, so that's the liquid that comes out from that pressure. And that will be a nafkamina. It's not actually oil, but it's kind of like, it's like mochal. And Rabbi Yaakov is going to say that the owner wants it, and therefore it's machshir. And Rabbi Shimon is going to say the owner does not want it, and it's not machshir. I think, if I'm not mistaken. Fine. Just a little further. Rava says, just to explain why this mocha will be pass on a mikvah. Mishum dehavi davish in osim in a mikvah. Again, it's just like rubber or tar or whatever. It's something you don't make a mikvah out of. Proposal is a mikvah, mishum yimara, and that will pass on the mikvah because, you know, when it changes the appearance of the mikvah. Again, it doesn't necessarily need to be a liquid. It doesn't need to necessarily be makshir or something to be mekabel tuma to pasul a mikvah, right? Because if you drop it in and it still changes the appearance, so then it is going to be pasul the mikvah, even if it's not a liquid. Okay, shkara kol d'rabosai. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go back to tomorrow. Definitely going to be tough to kind of do the shiurim around Tisha B'Av, but Mitzvah Hashem, we will find some time. And here you buy the base, we should all be zochah that the Tisha B'Av should become a Yom Tov, and then we won't have an issue with when to learn the Daf HaYomi. Okay, Shkoyach Rabosai, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.